Hello, and welcome to Unquiet Blood, 12-Sided Stories 5e Vampire the Masquerade Show. This tale is rules light, story heavy, and covered in blood. And now, our GM, Mac Beauvais.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Unquiet Blood, a game of Vampire 5e. I am your GM, Mac Beauvais, and I have some players with me.
What? Oh, hello. Good morning, Mac. I'm Terry Gamble. I am playing Issachar Fora, a cult leader, you know, with a heart of gold.
Nice.
I mean, she's not using her cult members for anything nefarious
or problematic.
They just want to give their undying love and devotion and of themselves. And by of themselves, I mean their blood.
Yay!
Seems good.
I still want to sign up. So if you could just float me that Google form, that'd be great.
Done.
Awesome. Hi, I'm Abria Iyengar playing Stella Martingale, the Love Witch, with a very, like, I like your sire so much. I think she's great. I want to learn from her. I want her to be my senpai. There, I said it.
So bad.
And I'm Michelle Otis, and I play Maria Zag, a German artiste who, has experienced some loss lately.
You have? Oh, yeah.
Her kindred spirit.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that guy. This is Wes. I play Jean. And obviously, I'm paying attention and care a lot about humans. Yeah, that's about it.
So let's see if I can recap some of what in the hell happened last time. So we had Issachar, who broke somebody's nose, Edvard, rival cult leader. You ended up going to the police station ultimately to deal with that and all of the accusations, quote unquote, that you assaulted him.
Yeah.
Maria and Stella got their first look at Isabeau, who was on top of the police station and managed to kill Father O'Minis, who was a man of true faith. And so that was really fun.
Poor Father O'Minis.
He was a hot priest, too, from what I understand.
Do not drink that blood. It is like licking a battery.
Father O'Dias, unfortunately.
Oh. Is he part of the diocese?
Yes.
Points. That was painful. Oh,
no,
I loved it.
No, you get negative XP. Whatever you just spent your XP on, it's gone now.
And you could never get it.
Shit.
John also had a run-in with Isabeau, who was in his apartment, and surprisingly let him go with a warning that he would be hers again.
It's always the same every couple of hundred years.
And you all also went out to see Madame Rev, who said that part of the problem of what's going on right now, because you've heard some chatter about Hellfire and about Isabeau and this other power base moving in, is that while you were able to destroy the Camarilla, it left a power vacuum in the city. So where we left you all, you were walking into Sacred Grounds to meet with the other vampires.
Not too long after getting the whatever his name was, Edvard, after getting him out of jail and putting him in the trunk of a car.
Oh, yeah, he's currently in the trunk of a car, and he is worse for wear.
Issachar is feeding off of him.
I had a little snack.
A little snicky snack.
I didn't kill him, though. I mean, he's still there. He's just not doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a potential that he will not survive in the trunk.
Oopsie. I don't know what you mean.
What?
I think he'll be fine.
Yeah. Oh, I also threatened August.
Yes.
Ooh, why'd I put a weird, like, the word spin on that?
August.
Yeah.
And then,
as a show of force to show the other vampires that we're in charge.
Right. And then I think I might have threatened the police chief. I can't.
You 100%
did. You super did.
Oh, yes. I forgot.
Yes, Chief Lana Prescott.
Yes.
So you all walk into Sacred Grounds, which is all decked out with pop culture religious iconography. So they've got like our holy patron, David Bowie, on the wall, and lots of crosses that are made out of neon signs.
Is Buddy Jesus somewhere?
Buddy Jesus is totally there, like back behind the barista bar there, just like,
finger guns.
Hey. And you are greeted by, let's see, how many vampires did you guys invite? Did you invite everybody that you know in your network?
No. All of them. As many as we could, I thought. In there, yeah.
So you're greeted by about 15 vampires who all look at you very questioningly as you walk in.
I look around and I'm like, how gauche.
I honestly love this place. I'm just going to say that officially. I like this so much.
The design is like weird, but like not bad weird. It's interesting.
So are there any, first of all, do we know any of the vampires from LA?
These are all San Diego based
so
vampires.
So we know they're all San Diego based vampires. Is my sire there? Was she bold enough just to show up?
No.
Okay.
No, Isabeau is not there. Issachar, you would actually know sort of where Edvard normally posted up.
So I'm going to take his
sacred
spot.
Grounds.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I might have had some spies. I might have seen. Oopsie.
Oops. Yeah. So there is a booth that is towards the back, and it's mm-hmm. got a particularly large garish neon cross directly
yes.
back behind
yes.
it.
Yes. Come and sacrifice
what
yourselves to me.
This is terrible.
This looks like your house.
I was going to say, it reminds me of your no. place, but like modern. It's the same. Yeah. It's literally the same. The same.
That is not the no. same. That is not a proper cross.
Oh. No.
What's wrong like with it exactly?
Neon. That's what's wrong
what's
with
wrong
it.
What's wrong with neon? Neon is the like weird gold filigree of now.
I can't argue with
that. Yeah, I'm like, she's not wrong.
Everyone, we'd like to speak with you. Please, come closer and, you know, quiet down. Issachar, would you like to start us off?
Sure. We've gathered you all here today because, as you know, some people have gone missing. Some of our young brethren, shall we say, since the place denotes maybe a brethren talk, I don't know. We've been concerned, and we understand that you guys might be worried as well. I just want to let you know that we have been looking into this and trying to figure out exactly what's been happening. We've got a few very strong leads as to the actual problem, and we want to make sure that we're able to unite against this large force, this very old force that has re-arisen.
Well, and also we know that there are, since we got rid of the Camarilla, some of their systems that were useful were unfortunately lost as well. And we are working to reinstate some of those to make it easier, your lives easier.
All of our lives easier.
Right. Things like body disposal and, you know, police cooperation. I've been in contact with the chief of police to make sure that things run smoothly when one of our kind has a brush up with the law.
I think very specifically, Stella doesn't want to say anything. She's actually going to sit and like take up that like very specific, like the Merlin on the side, like bot. So she like bites her finger and like puts it on the wood and just starts burning through the wood with corrosive vitae. Just like making a little design that's going to be like our group symbol and just like mad dogging everyone.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Great. All right, cool.
Okay. Maria walks up and she's looking very imperious, you know.
Like you do.
Yeah, like you do. As a community, we worked very hard. We fought blood and more blood to obtain control of this city. This is our city, and now there are forces trying to take it over. They are trying to spread all sorts of panic and disinformation. We shall not have it. Is this our city or is it theirs? It is ours. It is not for outside forces to try to take, to send us back to the Dark Ages.
What? John feels attacked. Just add him next time. God.
We know things have been happening. We cannot just keep them in the shadows. We need to be discussing them. We need to be communicating. We need to be looking out for each other so that we can maintain our community, our corner of the world.
Hear, hear.
Nice.
Can I use my heightened senses to see if there's anyone like murmuring about this? I just want to get like a feel.
You definitely hear a couple of them whispering. There's a woman there, Fatima, who is whispering to another vampire you know, Marco, going, who the fuck put them in charge?
Oh, this is going to be fun. I would like to smirk. And then what are we going to use? Beep, bop, boop, boop. Let's throw a little awe at them. I would like to awe them into submission.
All right.
So that's manipulation and presence versus their intelligence and composure.
All right.
Sweet. I got 3 successes.
Okay. So there's 2 and 3. Marco definitely turns to you and sort of seems a little shocked and sort of shakes his head a little bit and is like shh, to Fatima. But Fatima is still going, no, but. Who put them in charge? They haven't done anything, and now they're coming in here just saying, like, oh, now we're going to fix everything.
Fatima, do you have something you would like to share with the group?
I'm just saying, everyone, why should we trust any of you? You kicked out something that helped keep things structured, helped keep things in place, and now all of a sudden when things go bad, you want to fix it? Where were you before?
If you want to go back to the Camarilla, put your tail between your legs and head north. That's fine. We wanted to allow the world to go on without a sense of structure, but clearly, without a strong presence, things can get bad. So, since you decided not to step up, we will. And you can either get in line or you can go.
You're not the only game in town.
We will be.
She just huffs.
Who exactly are you referring to?
I thought that you knew all the problems that were going on here because you're going to fix them.
We are. I'm wondering what you are talking about and what you think is going to happen.
I think that there's somebody else in town that's stronger than all of you. And frankly, I'm not really ready to back the wrong horse.
Oh, you're waiting to see? Hmm? Okay.
So, Fatima, you tell me you are okay with diablerie? You're okay with Kindred being murdered by Kindred?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the group that you are speaking of.
Are you talking about the Thin Bloods? They're not us.
Not just the Thin Bloods. They're being careless. They're being reckless. They're going to get us all killed. Because of their recklessness.
Whether you agree that Thin Bloods are one of us or not, it's important to remember that there are certain lines we should not cross for obvious reasons. We shouldn't drink from our own, even if it's Thin Blood. You know that.
And how do you know it was this new group anyway?
I have talked with one of them. I've known her for a very long time. And I know what she's up to. This is all because another group wants to come in from up north and reinsert power here with the Camarilla. Is that what you want? Do you want the Camarilla back in here? Or would you like to work with us? Tell us what things you're angry about and maybe we can help you and fix them. Do you understand? Do you want to be the one in control? You want to come up here and fix all the issues? It's not as much fun as you think it is.
Look, you guys do what you want. I'm not really interested in whatever this little gang is that you've got put together.
Okay, but just know that the systems we put in place will be closed to you. You will be an outsider. You can do whatever you want. But we're not going to help you hide bodies or make things go away.
I'm going to put my hand on John's arm and just say, Fatima will fall in line once we prove ourselves, correct?
If you can really do everything that you're saying you can do, sure, fine. I'll be happy to eat crow.
Good to know.
But in the meantime...
we understand each other.
Okay, well, anyway, we would like to hear from you what issues you guys have so that we can start taking care of them. And since you seem to have some issues, why don't you tell us exactly what your problems are with the way things are going right now?
First of all, where's the body control? Mm-hmm. Accidents happen. They always have. What are you going to do about it?
Well, I believe that we have contacts with the morgue.
Correct.
And I also, like I said, I have contacts with the police. So we're going to get a crematorium set up so that if you have an accident, you call one of us. And we'll have a crew come out and take care of it.
You can happily exist. Until this is set up, though, I will proffer, if you have a body in need of disposing, bring it to Culver Ranch. I will take care of it myself.
What about protections from the Second Inquisition?
Well, that's a bigger thing that I'm looking into right now with my political... you know that I have a lot of political pull. And I'm putting people in places to keep the ears to the ground to make sure that we hear if something happens.
I'll believe it when I see it.
That is fine.
Understood.
Does anyone else have any problems? And just leave it open for the floor.
And there's just this murmuring that's, you know, amongst everybody, and the bits and pieces you're picking up are mirroring the sentiments of what Fatima brought up, and a few of them already start sort of milling out the door, and a couple of them come up, including Brock, and Brock comes up and kind of gives you guys like a thumbs up.
Oh my god. Aww. He's so good.
You know, I'll say one more thing as you guys are leaving. If we are to survive, we're going to need to remain united. The more that you fall off, the harder this will be. Thank you.
Stella, will you please roll your heightened senses for me?
3.
You hear a shriek from the back alley.
She turns and immediately sprints in the direction.
I follow.
I follow too. I'm going to go with you guys.
You run outside, and Fatima is out in the back alley, and she has a bolt stuck right through her arm.
Shit.
And is shrieking and rapidly decomposing.
Yeah. I want to, like, trace the bolt direction to see where it came
around.
From.
Yeah. How about everybody rolls wits and awareness for me? Let's see what you spot. So 3, 4.
6 up. 6. Oh, 1.
1.
1.
1. Everybody is able to see that there is a shooter up on the roof that's got a crossbow aimed down at the alley. And you two, with your higher successes, realize that there's one on the roof opposite as well.
Yeah. Oh, this is like fish in a barrel situation. We need to get out of this barrel.
Yep.
Yeah. Are we going to be able to save her at all?
No. No, okay. No, she's done.
No, it was a expert shot.
Okay.
Shit.
Run away.
We're running back into that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I want to try to make my way up to the roof, though.
Okay.
But without like being shootable, if that's a thing.
Then I would like a dex and athletics roll.
Yeah. One of those I'm okay at. Oh boy.
And I would like to do a sense the unseen.
Okay.
3.
3 successes? All right. I'm going to see if...
please roll badly. Please. For me.
Oh, yeah. They rolled like shit. So,
thank you, guys. I love you.
A bolt goes right into the side of the wall, right by your head, as you're going up. And the way that it hits and the sound it makes, you know that it's wood.
Oh, shit.
I know that I'm not a great fighter, but I also know Stella's not the greatest fighter either. So I'm going to follow behind her just in case she needs backup.
All right. So you rolled Sense the Unseen. Can you read off for me what that is again?
The senses of the vampire become attuned to dimensions beyond the mundane, allowing them to sense presences otherwise hidden from the naked eye. This can be anything from another vampire using obfuscate to someone using auspex to spy upon the character to a ghost in the middle of the room. Dormant blood sorcery spells and rituals might also be found with this power at the storyteller's discretion.
What you can tell of the two people on the roof with crossbows is that they are both people of true faith.
Oh, shizo.
Yeah.
Whoops.
This tracks.
All right, so you're running up to the roof. Let's go over to Issachar, who's running inside.
Everyone, don't go out the back.
What? Why?
There is someone out there with crossbows shooting on both sides from the roof into the alley. It is not safe.
Fuck, do you think it's the Second Inquisition?
I think it might be. It looks like it. If there's a way to get out through the basement, maybe, I feel like there might be some underground way out and up and over through a ground hole or manhole or something like that, back out to the street. You like that?
I like
ground hole. Ground hole day.
That sounds like something.
So let's go ahead and have John roll. I need your dex and athletics.
One success.
Oh, God. You got lucky.
Sorry.
Bolt comes
bolt
right
just kind of, yeah, but it's like way off, and it was kind of against the brickwork on the wall as you guys are going up the fire.
Can I have grabbed my bolt, by the way?
It hit the wall, and the tip of it actually shattered a little.
Okay, and then I'm going to run up from inside. I'm going to try to find a way up to the roof from the inside.
Oh, you're going to try and get up to the roof? Okay.
Once I've warned everybody.
You can do that. It's going to take you a turn to get up to the roof.
Sure.
And the owner's freaking out about you going in the back. But you're
so sorry. It's a terrible thing happening in the alley. I need to get up to the roof. I'm really, really sorry.
And they're like, they don't want to get in the way of this.
Yeah, you don't want to know.
Yeah. They also saw that you had broken Edvard's nose. They were one of the witnesses. And they're like, I don't want to know.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I didn't mean it. I didn't mean anything bad. Okay, I got to go.
And
I'm going to be looking for an exit route should we need it. I'm not abandoning everybody, but I want to see, is there a basement? Is there a cellar? Same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
is there a ground hole?
How much time did you spend over at Sacred Grounds or around Issachar there specifically? Would you have recognized one of Edvard's followers?
I don't know that I would have.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll be honest. I'm like, yes, I totally would. Okay. No.
But there's the owner there. There's some of the other vampires.
Okay. I asked the owner. I said, is there a way underground? Is there a cellar?
There's a way out through the front door, which I suggest everybody take because I don't know what the hell is going on right now.
I have no time. I grab them by the throat and pin them against the wall.
All right, give me a strength and brawl, please.
Ooh. This is cute. We're getting cute.
Ah. In the way of that.
Oh, you've got one die?
Yeah. And no.
They dodge under your arm and start to dive for the phone. While you're thinking about what you're going to do, you two, John and Stella, have reached the roof, and the shooter is turned and is the one that's on the same roof as you is aiming at you right now.
How far away is he?
Still a decent amount. You're going to take another turn to have to run at them.
Yeah.
We can roll initiative, or if you guys want to just decide between you who's going.
I think she goes first because she was up the roof first. Right. So
you're going to be an easier target for him now because you're
for sure
right in front. So why don't you give me a dex in athletics? And he's going to try and get off another shot at you before he has to reload.
Oof. One.
One? Okay, got three.
Yeah.
Manages to catch you with a bolt right in the shoulder.
Yeah.
So you're going to take one damage. And for those out there listening, yes, I'm doing combat a little different. You can just eat it.
Sweet. Then I want to use Scorpion's Touch, and I'm literally going to spit at him.
Okay.
And if I can hit him with it, It counts. It literally says in the book that you can spit and do this power. So
let's do...
That's amazing, and I love your spit situation.
So that's strength and blood sorcery on my end versus your stamina and either occult or fortitude.
Oh, okay. It's going to be his occult because he knows some shit about the occult.
Two.
Unfortunately.
His occult is very high, so it does not hit.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. So I'm closing the distance on him if I can. How much damage would I take if I hit him off the top of the... if I just tackled him off the top of the roof? Could I survive it?
You could survive it. You would take some bashing damage. You would not feel very good, but it won't be... it's not going to kill you. Let's do Dex and Brawl.
Dex and Brawl.
Because that's definitely a brawl.
Okay, so... 1, 2. I got 2 successes.
Okay, he's going to try and dodge, but he's not very good at it.
I believe in you.
Not you. Not you, Matt. No. I genuinely believe in you, but I need you to do badly, please.
All right. I'm going to say tie goes to you.
Okay.
You go running at the guy and...
and just go right into his stomach and...
and cream him right off the roof.
Over the roof, yeah.
And I'm going to say you... go ahead and take 2 points of damage, because that was still brutal. Pretty rough. Yeah. Yeah.
Is there any universe in which that knocked the crossbow out of his hand and it's still on the roof?
Sure.
Yes.
Why not? Meanwhile, inside.
So I'm going to use rapid reflexes.
Okay.
To do a minor action, which doesn't necessarily have to be a roll. It's up to you.
Okay.
I just want to grab the cord and pull it out of the phone.
All right, you're able to do that. You're much faster than he is.
Okay. And then I'm going to try and use awe.
Okay.
To get him to just kind of chillax.
All right, and that's that's an opposed roll, yeah?
Yes, that is, for me, manipulation and presence versus composure and intelligence.
Oh, okay.
I have 2 successes.
All right, Ty is going to go to you.
And I'm like, you don't want to do that? Do you want to tell me where is there a cellar or another exit?
There's not another exit, but there is. Edward has a... he likes to call it the bunker.
Of course he does. Where is it, darling?
Just through the store and down the stairs.
Excellent. Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to start getting vampires to head that way.
Let's go over to Issachar.
Yes.
You've gotten to the roof.
Yeah.
I'm going to have you... what are you going to do now that you're up there? You can see the other shooter up there.
I want to just knock him off the side of the roof, actually.
Okay.
So I want to be able to come up and just push him off.
Do you want to sneak up behind him?
Yeah, I think I should be able to sneak up right behind him and do this.
Why don't you go ahead and do a Dex and Stealth roll for me and see if you're able to sneak up and he'll not hopefully get a shot off at you.
Don't get a shot off at me. Okay. Shoot.
Yeah.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Our fighter's fighting.
Sneaky AF.
Yeah.
So you're able to get over to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I'm just going to come over to him and just... whisper as soon as I get to his ear, hello, and then boosh.
And push him?
Yeah.
Boosh. Why don't you give a push? Give me a strength and brawl roll.
Oh, I push. Jesus. He's going to be super dead.
Push him 20 feet off the roof before he starts falling.
Right. You push him onto the other rooftop.
That could happen. So sorry, guy. All right, yeah. That's lots of dice,
I'm letting
guys.
You have a surprise round with him.
Oh, this is great.
Oh, my God.
1, 2, 3, 4. Is that?
Those are both 10.
5, 6, 6.
Oh, my God.
Only one baby didn't make the roll.
Fatality.
So it's like in the movies where, you know, you see the guy getting flung and he's just like, you know, the legs kicking in the air and goes somersaulting off Wilhelm scream and head collides with the pavement.
Oh, smashed. I wanted to question him. I should have asked him who sent him first, but oopsie.
Is there a possibility that the one that I knocked off is still alive?
He's crushed. Okay. Because you all, not only did you knock him off two stories, but you landed on him.
Oops.
Yeah, like you heard his body break under yours.
Oh.
Yeah, you heard his rib cage break, and you can only assume that like the ribs broke inwards and like stabbed him in his own heart.
Excellent.
So I'm going to leap off because I can do that too, off the roof, and then
yeah,
and do like that power, like, yeah, you know, yeah, like anime.
And with that, yes, and with that roll, I'm going to say that you can totally do that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I have like a soaring leap is one of my things, too. But I land down there and I want to grab through and go through his wallet.
Well, shouldn't we look around to see if someone else is here besides these two?
I don't think they're that smart.
Just a quick question. Are you leading other vampires out into the alley?
I'm leading other vampires into... I told the other vampires where the bunker was, and they're going down into the bunker.
And that, like, is the entrance to the bunker inside the...
In the restaurant.
In the establishment.
Yeah.
Yeah, since this was Edward's, like, base of operations.
Okay. But you didn't communicate that with us.
You were kind of busy.
We were busy. That's fair.
So, cool. Stella, you're still up on the roof.
Yeah.
John, you are on the ground.
Getting up off
the Getting
sky.
Off the ground. Maria, you have walked outside to see this, and then shortly followed by Issachar, superhero landing on the pavement next to you.
Issachar, that was a thing of beauty. But we have a safe place to run. We can go inside
I think
now.
We have to make sure that it's safe out here and clear the perimeter. That is the biggest thing that everyone was talking about earlier. I want to make sure we're doing our jobs. But I also realized before I smash this guy, like super smash this guy, that I probably should have found out who sent him.
No worries. She calls from the roof.
Maybe we can look through. I want to look through his pockets and see if he's got a wallet or any identification on him.
Stella, come down and I'll help you with that.
I'm going to use my heightened senses from up here before I come down.
Okay.
Hold on. Yeah. Let me check.
Go ahead and roll.
Yeah. And I would also like to do Sense the Unseen.
Okay.
Team Auspex.
Ooh. Yeah, exactly.
Four.
Four?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, why don't you go ahead and roll your Sense the Unseen?
I'm glad we have both of them. That makes me really happy.
Two.
Two? All right. Maria, you cannot see them, but you can tell that there is a vampire up on another roof. And... Stella, you're able to look over, and for just a flash, you see Isabeau with the biggest shit-eating grin on her face, and then she just goes running off and, like, leaps to another building up, and is just gone.
I laugh. I laugh very hard, and you guys can hear it, and then I'll make my way down.
All right. Do you need help with that
and
boat?
I tell Issachar, I'm like, there's another vampire.
It's Isabeau.
On the roof.
She's gone. It's Isabeau. And bitch. I'm going to hold the boat, the bolt in my shoulder because I want to specifically, like, when we get to the bunker, I want to pull it out in front of them.
Okay. Are you going to leave the bodies in the alley?
No. We promised body disposal. We have to.
Let's drag them down with us.
I have a big trunk.
Oh, yeah. We have that.
We need to show them what we're doing for them.
Yes.
I took a crossbow to the... This stings and my outfit's fucked up. So we're gonna make something of this little situation.
There's only so many black dresses I have.
The little black dress, or the little black dress,
or the little black dress,
or the little black dress. They're each different in their own way.
So go down and get the other vampires and tell them that the situation is fine, and then we should make them carry the bodies to the trunks.
Well, I specifically want to drag, like, I want to grab one and drag it down to the into the bunker.
Okay.
Show them
where they're waiting.
Okay. All right, so
you gotta be the kitty that brings the kill and show them. I did this for you.
So there are a half dozen vampires in the bunker when you walk in, and they look panicked, and there's just a flurry of chatter, and mostly the thing you keep hearing over and over again is Second Inquisition. It's the Second Inquisition.
And I want to throw a body at their feet and pull the crossbow out and, like, throw that at their... Well, actually, I'll pull it out and then use my corrosive vitae so it, like, gets eaten up, like, with, like, the blood just kind of, like, disintegrates it. And I'm like, you're not wrong. They're here at the behest of a vampire.
Yes, unfortunately, another vampire has called the Second Inquisition down upon us. But we will handle it like we handled these two.
And they just, you know, it's kind of a round of nodding, and is it safe to go?
Yes, and I would separate. Don't go into one area in the large numbers, more than maybe three, to avoid
any issues, and we'll put a call out when it's time, when we need more of you.
So stay aware, stay on the lookout, and let us know if you see anything else that could help us squelch this problem.
And if any vampires come to you that you don't know from a different area, and they offer you anything, say yes, and then tell us about it. That way we can get an upper hand on them. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Excellent.
And five of them filter out, but Marco hangs back, the one that was talking with Fatima. I hope that you can actually do what you promised you would do. I was approached by this other group, and I said yes.
That's okay.
And they gave me this, and I think that you should have it. And hands you a small business card.
Hmm.
That is for the Hellfire Club.
Ah.
And on the back of it, it says, Admit One.
Mm-hmm.
Did they ask you to do anything in particular?
Just to show up and listen.
Ah. Then you'll need this back. We want you to go and listen, and then tell us what they say. Can you do that for us?
I don't think it's safe to do that. I don't want to go.
Hmm. Thoughts?
I'll pluck the card out of his hand.
They know you're one of us.
That's fine.
Yeah.
They're expecting us.
They are
expecting. We don't disappoint.
Right, but we need a spy, not somebody who is so beautiful that it'll light up the room.
Thank you. That's very kind of you.
But I try.
I understand that you need to feel safe right now. Fatima is gone.
What about
but
Brock?
But what she said bears understanding. She didn't die for nothing. Go to ground. Stay safe.
And she was a pain in the ass, but she meant well.
She was smart. I respect that. I'm sad we couldn't save her.
I'm gonna go now.
And I hand the card back off to you.
All right.
We can find another spy, but he was emotionally compromised.
And true. Not able to handle the task at hand. I wouldn't trust it.
Yep.
Well, is this for the same night that the opening night is, or for something different?
It's for opening night.
It's for opening night. Okay.
Which is how long from now?
Not long.
It's next night, I believe.
Yeah. Okay.
So she's going to make an announcement, huh?
Yeah, I think she just did. Shit. We need to figure out a trap, something to lure her in and get rid of her.
It's you.
Well, yeah. I know I'm the bait, but we need to figure out the trap. Some way to...
Sure.
Get her to let her guard down long enough to take care of her, as it were.
I think if there's anyone she would not kill out of us who could go to the opening, it is you.
Yes, I realize that. I just... going to the opening is fine. I'm just saying after that, we need to figure out a way to confine her and get rid of her. Because as long as she's moving around the city, she's dangerous to everyone.
Should we go early? As they're prepping for the party, do you think she'll be there?
Possibly, yes.
Maybe that's a good time to...
Maybe they're prepping for it right now.
Surprise her.
What time of night is it? Like, how late is it?
See, you guys gathered together the vampires as early as possible in sacred ground, so it's probably creeping towards, I would say, maybe 1 in the morning?
So we have a few more hours. We could go over there and do some snooping, as it were.
Okay. I left my crossbow. And she's gonna, like, walk outside and run back up to go get it.
Do any of these people have guns? Because I'd really like a pistol or something for human...
They were just operating with the crossbows.
With the crossbows. Is it obvious that they're Second Inquisition, or are they lackeys that she got to crossbow people?
You don't know.
Well, they were true believers, so I'm gonna
believe. What did we find in their pockets, too?
Because
we were looking through, like, identification-wise. Was there anything
they
in, on there?
They didn't bring anything with them.
Smart. Of course not. Good lackeys.
Yeah, they were...
Do they have any, like, jewelry that's, like, discerning, or, like, anything that, like, is marked?
Tattoos...
Yes, actually, as you search the body, there is, on both of them, they have, on the back right side of their necks, they have a cross tattooed on their necks.
Let's head over there. Now, are your who's the sneakiest? Because no one can hear me. I'm completely quiet, so yeah. I'm pretty sneaky myself.
I've got a stealth of 2.
Yeah,
I got a stealth of 3.
I only have a stealth of 1, so.
So maybe Stella...
Split the party.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stella and Maria go and deal with the bodies, and then I and Issachar can go over to the club and do some sneaking. And that way, if we get in trouble, at least I have the tank with me.
Nice.
Maria, I must ask a favor of you.
Yes.
I'm willing to get rid of these bodies and sort of prop up the ranch and us within it as the new power base in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to need a little bit of feeding help in order to have enough vitae to take this out. Can I borrow a blood doll? I'm so sorry. That's so weird.
Oh, no. I understand. I remember I gave them all burner phones. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going to take over the bunker.
Nice.
As my new little hideout
for
a while.
That's super good.
So I call my herd, regroup them, get them to the bunker.
Okay. That's going to take a little bit of time, but eventually...
We can hang out here till then.
Yeah, are you going to bring both the bodies down there for right now? And
let's keep the bodies down there. Yeah. I want to take one back to the ranch, because I'm going to need a lot of vitae to use corrosive vitae to get rid of these corpses.
Ooh, that's going to be a lot.
Yeah. I know.
Why not? Why do we not just buy some lime and bury them?
Where can you get lime this time of night? I mean, honestly, I just didn't think about it.
We are in the 21st century, darling.
And I've been shot.
There are 24-hour stores everywhere.
24-hour lime stores.
Okay.
Well, there are some hardware stores that are open, really late.
True. Like Home Depot in Hollywood, man.
Yeah.
I've, killed one of people, and I was very into the rocks in the pocket. So let's work on this together, you and I.
Before we all split up, though, Edvard, is he still alive? Would you? I know he's yours, but I'm really hungry. Do you mind if I have a nightcap before we go?
I guess, and he's probably perfect for you right now because he's kind of sleeping. Enjoy.
Yes. Thank you. I drain him.
Okay. There's a lot of blood in the trunk that...
Shit.
So, you're going to still be able to get one off of him.
Okay, that's fine, because I was at 3. All right, so I kill him and says, so you have 3 bodies now to get rid of.
What the fuck?
Sorry.
What the fuck?
Sorry.
Honestly, it's Edvard.
He's...
No, you look like you just fed. Did you just make a new body?
I did.
John!
I was hungry.
He was barely hanging on.
Yes. I'm very sore. It was a long drop.
That was very cool, by the way.
Thank you.
And I think very quickly she's gonna give you a hug. Thank you. I didn't want to be shot again, so I appreciate
your problem. Do we have cars?
Well, we need a way to transport the bodies.
So why don't we leave them with the bloody trunk? Yeah. Just don't get pulled over.
No, I have a big pickup truck that's...
Oh, yeah.
I can put 3 people in very easily.
All right, so we're in the Bloodmobile.
Great.
Right.
Sorry about it. Excellent. Just call an Uber.
What?
Sorry, an Uber.
I do not know why we need a
drummer. Oh, my God, I'm going to just... And I just call you guys one. Send you there. I love you very much. Please don't die.
All right, so you guys are headed to the Hellfire Club in an Uber. And Stella and Maria, eventually the Blood Dolls do show up. This is an establishment that opens and closes, even though it's open very, very late. So what are you going to do about the owner?
He's one of Edvard's minions. Is my awe still in effect on him?
I think you had 1 success? 2 successes?
I can't remember.
I believe it was 2.
It is for this evening. But it's not going to be, forever. You could potentially ghoul him, though.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Okay, so how do I do that? That's so exciting.
You have to feed him your blood.
Okay.
Now, with ghouls, they require upkeep.
Okay.
So you have to, on a regular basis, give them your blood.
Okay. So I will do all of that.
All right. Making a note that he is now ghouled.
So I have ghouled him. So we have my blood dolls there. Mm-hmm.
And how does that work with you being a consensualist? Or is it consent through awe is acceptable?
It is this time.
I think necessity dictates that we have a safe haven. Mm-hmm. And he's still owning his restaurant. I'm not going to force him to sign ownership to me. You know what I mean? He's still owning his restaurant. And I don't have to feed off of him anymore. I just have to give him some of my blood to keep him my ghoul. And that's...
This feels like a very moral gray area.
It is.
I would love to have you roll your humanity.
Yes!
Okay, so... Dope.
How do I do that?
So, humanity, it's like the dots. Mm-hmm. This is going to roll sixes.
Okay, so I have to roll all those dots?
Yep.
Do you need some more?
Yes, please.
Yes.
Yeah, you're probably going to be fine, but it is a gray area.
Get it.
They rolled good for you, too.
One, two, three, four. Okay. I'm you justify this to yourself.
Like you do.
But it is something that you're going to have some cognitive dissonance with.
Nice. Double think.
So, yeah. And the blood dolls show up. I'm assuming...
I'm rejoicing in being reunited with them, and they all look like they have so much vigor because they haven't been fed off of in a few nights.
Yeah. And so how does that look for you, Stella, feeding off of one of them, considering your proclivities as well?
Mm-hmm. And I, like, in the interim between you ghouling the owner and the blood doll showing up, she does want to sit down and have, like, an important conversation about, so the way I feed is sexual in nature. Is that okay? I promise it won't mean anything. It's just, it makes the blood taste good.
As long as they are okay with it, I'm fine.
Okay. Sweet. And I just want to, like, we're just going to do a round of speed dating and see who likes me the most. And I'm going to pick that one. Just hanging out, being cute.
Let's see. Let's see who it is. I'm going to see who rolls the highest. So...
Stella's trying extra hard to be, like, very respectful of your, like, consensual proclivities.
So...
I love how that's a proclivity.
Yeah. Like, oh, that's a weird thing that you do, and I respect it. We all have our kink.
Yeah. Sandro.
Cool.
Seems to be the most, like, yeah, all right.
Tight. Can we... We could use help, Sandro. Taking these bodies back to my place, would you mind coming with me and helping? Because I'm just a little girl and so weak.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to be needed.
Thank you. And she's, like, just hamming it up, like, full blush of life, like, blushing and being cute. And then, yeah, do you want to come back to the ranch or do you want to stay here with your blood dolls?
Well, you're going to need help burying them or...
I'm just going to do the corrosive vitae thing.
Okay.
And then I'll bring them back probably tomorrow night.
Okay, then I'll stay here with my blood dolls.
Cool, sweet. All right.
So you're going to be heading back out to the ranch. You're going to have to spend the night out there.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll head back, do the thing with Sandro, and then like call him a rideshare to like head back to the place.
Issachar and John, you are in the Uber. Going to Hellfire.
No, this music's fine.
You like it? Here. Cranks it up.
It's great.
Why are there bottled waters back here?
In case you're thirsty?
That is nice.
No, I don't need the gum. Thank you, though.
Whatever, and the music just, like... bumping at this point as you're
Stella's very sad she's not
cruising
there.
Down in the Uber. And the driver asks, are you sure this is where you want to be dropped off? Looks like it's not open.
Yes, oh, yeah, this is where we want to be.
We have some friends that are working on it.
Oh,
they're giving us like a little preview. It's opening tomorrow night.
Oh, that's exciting. Mm-hmm.
You should have a lot of people having you drive them here tomorrow for sure.
Always good to have the business. So have a good night. Give me 5 stars. You definitely get 5 stars. Yeah, thanks.
No, great.
I get Adam like stars?
Yeah, I'm not going to even try to explain this to you, John. You'll never get it.
Izuka, I know that you're very strong.
Okay.
I just want to tell you something real quick. Please, if she shows up, don't stick around. Get out of here, okay?
John.
No, I mean it. You're very strong, but I worry about your,
You don't think I can take her, is what you're saying. Huh?
I don't want to have anything happen to you. So, just, you know, don't put yourself in danger if you can help it.
What about you?
She what won't are you gonna kill do? Me. She'll just, you know, cause me great pain, but I'll be okay. John, anyway.
I'm here for you. That's why I came.
So what were you... I interrupted you. I'm sorry. What were
you... It's not important. I was just going to say, you know, you go to a restaurant and you like a thing and you talk about the food and they put it in a Zagat review. You've read that before?
Yes.
It's kind of like that for Uber, the stars.
Okay.
Really not as important as what you just said to me, so...
I'm sorry. I'm very awkward sometimes. I know this. Stella has told me that before, that I'm awkward.
Do you know what that means in today's sense?
No. But I'm willing to say that it's probably not good.
It means that people sometimes feel strange around you, but not good strange. Like, you don't seem to understand what's really happening.
That seems about right. Yes.
But you do seem to have a deeper understanding of some life stuff that has nothing to do with modern technology, and that's why I appreciate hanging out with you.
Yes, I do understand the analog things, as it were. Okay.
So you guys step out to face down Hellfire. And as the night creeps on, Stella drives out to the ranch to be greeted by bright filming lights.
Oh, shit.
And that's where we're going to end it.
Great. That's a great hit.
That's amazing.
So thank you, everybody, for tuning in to episode 7 of Unquiet Blood, a game of Vampire 5e. I am and will continue to be your GM, Mac Beauvais. And you can find me everywhere on the social medias as @strangelikethat.
Dope. Hi, I'm Terry Gamble. You can find me and my cult at theterrygamble.com. No, or at theterrygamble on the internet. So Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or terrygamble.com for sure. Yeah. Or Horror Movie Survival Guide as well. Check that out. And I'm playing a pirate, a salty pirate right now with Abria over at Saving Throw. So check that out too if you like to watch live games as well.
Nice. I'm Abria Iyengar. You can catch me on social media at Quiddy, Quiddie. And yeah, I stream a bunch of places. So you can catch me at Hyper RPG, Saving Throw Show, and Happy Jacks RPG.
And I'm Michelle Otis, and you can find me on the socials at Michulhu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. You can also hear and buy my music on Drive-Thru RPG through the Plate Mail Games. Is that a site? Or
it's a website.
Yeah, through the Plate Mail Games site. And, well, no, because I didn't know on Drive-Thru RPG if it's considered a site or a page. Or
yeah.
Okay. Anyway,
the fact that John was able to help you figure this out.
I know, right? or you can get my stuff subscribing through BattleBards.
I am Wes Otis. I am also on Plate Mail Games. You can find all the sound effects and things that you can add to your own games on DriveThruRPG and BattleBards. Also, if you want to help us out, you can post about how much you like the show. Leave a review or join us on our Patreon. We'd appreciate it. You can find 12 Sided Stories at 12, the number Sided Stories on Twitter and Instagram. Thanks a lot for listening.
We'll talk at you next time. Bye.